This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time for us to enter into the world of medicine, medical research. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Another week of good information from Dr. Ken. Good. That'll be my value judgment, I guess. No, actually, it's your value judgment. I think Ken is very good at what he does. That's kind of why he's here every week. From Lake Cardiology down in Mondoro, Florida, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, cardiologist, researcher, somebody who knows your body and is happy to talk to you, not just about your heart, circulatory issues, lungs, and that sort of thing, but what is going on in your body. And so if you're fascinated by listening to him or intrigued or you find him to be very credible and you may want to visit with him, you can try by calling his office at 352-735-1400. All right. As much as I don't want to start with COVID, let's start with COVID. There's a new study I see this week, Ken, that shows that there may be brain changes after you've been infected with COVID-19. Is this serious COVID? Is this light COVID light? What is this? How do we measure what may or may not affect us?
Well, this is information that's going to be delivered at the American Academy of Neurology meeting in April. It was announced this week, and this deals with people who've had mild cases. And there are people who even have mild cases and then go on and get anxiety, depression, or just difficulty thinking and remember. And what they discovered in these individuals with mild cases is that there are changes in the brain, the limbic area where there's emotion and anxiety, the size of the brain can shrink a bit. So the point of this study was to bring out that even in mild cases of COVID-19, there can be changes that occur in the brain.
Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at a study that I saw this week about the brain and short-term memory. So before we go to other COVID things, I thought I'd get your comments on the this story, this review of your brain, our brain, human brains, and the fact that they can be improved with non-invasive laser light therapy. So if you have a problem like you described with COVID, and it makes kind of a mess out of your brain, is there hope that someone can have their brain improved by using this laser light therapy that has been perfected apparently at a hospital in Birmingham in connection with the University of Birmingham in England? 10% increase, or some up to 25% increase in memory, short-term memory, using this laser therapy. So what do you think? The good, the bad, and the ugly here, Ken?
Well, I think, as usual, you're probably ahead of the time. This was just published very recently about using laser light to improve short-term memory, and it looks like it's promising. And whether it can be then used on folks who have some memory loss from COVID, you know, you're probably looking at the research that's coming up. And I would imagine these scientists are proposing to do the research that you're thinking about, and we'll see the results, and maybe we'll report them in a year.
Hope for the best. Okay, along with COVID, there is a large study from Israel that was focused on, I think we may have visited this, about long COVID and how you can resolve the effects of it within a year, depending, again, on whether it's a mild case, whether it's severe or not. And are you seeing this when patients come to see you, your heart patients that have had long COVID? If you see them after a year, are you seeing that they are, I know long COVID persists for a couple of months, but typically do you see them returning to normal within a year or so?
Doug, I think the news on COVID in general is encouraging. I think the emergency is over. I don't think we have to drop our guard 100%, but it is time to go back, live our lives, do the things we like doing, and realize that the emergency is over. They're not going to announce this officially until May, but I think by all good judgment, good scientific accounting, at this point, the emergency is over. We can go back and live our lives. Just be a little cautious.
As far as I'm concerned, the emergency was over a year ago. The problem is that there's so much information, and much of it is misinformation, misguidance, misdirected information on what you need to know, what there is to know, what do we do with it. So,
well,
yeah,
it would help if the authorities would not wait till May. It would help get rid of the confusion,
right.
But it is what it is.
Well, we don't have a very good authority structure in the country at the moment, so it's like a Wild West show. Everybody's on his own, and they're figuring out one person says one thing, and somebody else says something else. And all right, anyway, Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen, will continue with a focus on exercise as we are focused on your health and well-being. It's Good Day Health, Doug Steffen, with a reminder about how to achieve that health and well-being. The product that I speak of most often on this program and my other Good Day programs is Calitrin. Calitrin is a fabulous product that is all natural, that has been successful for a quarter century in helping people lose weight and, more importantly, keep it off. It's fabulous because it's drug-free, stimulant-free, doesn't interfere with you taking any other medications that you may be on. Whatever your health condition is, it'll be better when you're on this health supplement, Calitrin. At toploss.com, their website, you can find all the information out. You can connect with a counselor like Elizabeth Miller. You hear her talking with me often on this program. So go for it. Why not? As we finish Valentine's Day and get into the lentil season, that's lentil is what you eat. The Lent season. I suppose maybe it could be the lentil season. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G. Get free shipping and 3 free months of supply. It's Calitrin, the most dependable way to lose weight and keep it off.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, Doug Steffen, and the focus on you and your exercise. There are, you know, we were talking a minute or two ago or three about how there's so much information. There's always conflicting information depending on your beliefs, depending on your sources, depending on where you go. That's why we have you here, Ken, to take the information that comes from these various medical journals and interpret them so we know how it affects our lives. So, let's go to the daily exercise. Some people say just walk a mile. Some people say you've got to do vigorous exercise for an hour. Other people say you've got to do the treadmill. Well, whatever they say, here's something new to consider, right?
Yeah, this was a study where they didn't really look at vigorous exercise, but just really doing moderate exercise, at least 20 minutes a day. And the news is really good that for people over 40, regular exercise not only kept you fit, but it also significantly, dramatically lowered your risk of getting hospitalized. And hospitalized for the most common reasons that we see people in the hospital. Things like pneumonia, stroke, diabetes complications, severe urinary tract infections. Dramatic lowering of the risk, anywhere from 4% to 23% lower risk over the 7 years they studied in this study.
All right, so, I mean, that's good in a sense, but what do we, that's this study. Next week there'll be another study that'll say, well, maybe 24 minutes of daily exercise will keep you out of the hospital. My old thing from when I was a youngster, I still believe in it, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, so I have an apple every day of my life. And I certainly get lots of exercise because I'm always moving, but I think fruit, nuts, all the things you always are advising. People ask you all the time in questions for Dr. Ken what the best diet is, and your answer is very consistent. You say the same thing all the time. The best diet has that Mediterranean diet, right? And then lots of fruit and nuts and lots of ice cream, right?
The non-fat kind.
Ah, yes. Okay, right. Why not? All right, let's
treats,
talk about
great treats.
Yes. I'm wondering, as I look at this story about screening and what it could do to your spine, are we talking about the colonoscopies that people have? Is this invasive screening? Because that's what we are advising people to have every 5 years, right? To have the colon cancer risk is so great, we better do this more often. What's the scoop here?
The humor of good communications, digital screens. These are the screens we have in our phones, our computers, however you get into the high-tech communications arena, tablet, whatever. And this study out of the University of Texas Southwest Medical Center, very good medical school, showed that digital screens can cause cervical spine issues, strain of the cervical spine, which is called tech neck. Doug, thought you'd like that. And the way you avoid tech neck is when you use your screen, whether it's your phone, your tablet, whatever, just hold it up at eye level. We humans are upright creatures. We weren't built to have our neck in our chin, in our chest all day looking down at these screens. And the way to avoid getting tech neck is just putting whatever screen you look at eye level.
So, this is I was so wrong about this, thinking of the digital screen that they stick up your butt when they're looking to, whether that's true. I mean, the perception is it's conceivable that you could have an effect on your spine, but no, this is just what you're doing with your neck, holding your device, looking at screens, which again is probably the single most difficult thing to deal with and maybe the most challenging health. The consequence of using these things has more effect on us than anything else. When you get right down to it, people are crazy using these damn things, I'll tell you.
Absolutely. Okay. They changed our lives and unbelievable.
Not for the better. All right, up next, Dr. Ken, as a noted cardiologist, deals with a number of stroke items that are in the news floating around. We'll get to that in just a matter of moments here on Good Day Health.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Dr. Ken Kronos here, 23 after the hour on Good Day Health. This weekend, as usual, we're kind of all over the place because the journals that Ken contributes to and uses the research from on this program deal with all kinds of things. But as he is a cardiologist, let's spend some time on heart issues, what's going on in the stroke department. But first, a report on your sleep cycle, length of time, but I thought this was different. You've modified your advice. It used to be 7 to 8 hours. I remember we talked about this on the air, and now you've changed because the recommendations of the Heart Association have changed. What's the scoop?
No, well, the studies over the years have jiggled around, and I think the consensus is 7 hours a day is the right number. But what this study shows is that people who change the times they go to bed a lot as they get older, or change the duration of sleep, don't get at least 7 hours of sleep, it just brings on plaqueing in the circulation to the heart. This literally raises the risk of getting heart attacks. This is out of the Journal of the American Heart Association. So for those who keep their blood pressure, their cholesterol, their weight, all of the things we talk about in keeping a good heart health, and they have good heart health, and then suddenly they, as they get older, they don't, looking at the sleep is an important factor.
So sleep in terms of heart risks. Now, when we talk about stroke, how connected is stroke? Which comes first, a problem with the heart or a problem with your brain, because strokes affect your brain? Are they so intertwined that you can't talk about one without the other?
Well, good question. 70% of strokes occur the same way that you get a heart attack. You get plaque in the circulation from the heart to the brain for a stroke, plaque in the circulation to the heart for a heart attack, and this plaque gets larger, and then it suddenly ruptures, and you get clogging. The other 30% of strokes occur because of the relationship between the heart and the brain, which you were suggesting. And this occurs when the very common rhythm problem, atrial fibrillation, when the heart beats like a bag of worms from the upper part. Clots, therefore, form and they're propelled through the circulation from the heart to the brain. And this clogs up the piping to the brain and causes a stroke. So 30% of the strokes occur due to atrial fibrillation producing a clot, which clogs up the pipe. The other 70%, like the mechanism in the heart to cause a heart attack, plaquing that ultimately ruptures.
So as we've gone down that path, let's talk about stroke recovery. Apparently, there's something new on the scene. This is like going to my garden. Celery seed. There's a drug made out of celery seed that I just read about that shows if people are using it, stroke recovery improved for 70% of the patients who had them that were taking celery seed. What do you know about that?
Are you talking about the drug?
Yes, I can't pronounce it.
B-U. Butylphenidate. The new medication, it comes from celery, and it's an early testing. Boy, you really are on top of things. And this improves outcomes after a clot causes a stroke when it's given in addition to prompt treatment. And this is a new study, and, you know, time will only tell.
I'm wondering.
Some additional hope.
I'm wondering if eating celery will have the same impact. You know that somebody will come out with supplementation that is basically celery seeds. Yeah, that'll come about, and the drug companies won't like it because it'll probably be just as good. Yeah, it's healthy, right. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, he is concerned about you and your health, and so we continue with that focus here on Good Day Health.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A pair of economic reports are upbeat about the economy.
Consumer sentiment's on the rise again for a third straight month, according to the University of Michigan. February's last reading ended 3% higher compared to January. Over the longer term, though, people still appear concerned about inflation, and the numbers are still about 20 points below the historical average. Meanwhile, in Washington, the Commerce Department reported the biggest jump in consumer spending in 2 years. Those numbers indicate a recession is unlikely. I'm Karen Sloan.
The Defense Department releasing a selfie taken in the cockpit of the U-2 spy plane that the U.S. flew above the Chinese surveillance balloon that was shot down by the military earlier this month. That picture shows the balloon and a clear image of the balloon's payload. Corey Myers, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
After the hour, this is the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen. I was about to say this is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program, but that's another horse, a different color. Monday through Friday, you can hear that on many of these same stations. But we focus with Ken on the research that he's doing connected to his clinic down in Florida, Lake Cardiology, where Ken hangs his hat every day, all day, and into the night. The hours are wonderfully well spent. If you go to see Ken, make sure you spend enough time, prepare to spend enough time, and you may even be able to connect with him on a Zoom call if you are fortunate enough to be able to find that time. Help yourself. Find out what the schedule is. See if you can interact with Ken. 352-735-1400. Not only for the listeners who are hearing us in the Tampa area, in the Orlando area, and all around Florida, but people around the country who want to get good medical advice from a guy who knows his way around a, how do you like this? You know your way around a stethoscope. How's that?
Yeah, kind of. I would plead guilty to that.
Yes, I think you should. All right, we were talking about stroke a few minutes ago and what it is that makes, you know, the circumstance better. And you were talking about things that lead up to it. What about blood pressure?
Blood pressure is very important, and uncontrolled blood pressure is a very big cause of strokes, and this is why it's important that we all have easy ways to measure our blood pressure. I provided you with what we call a wearable, that a watch that can easily check your blood pressure. We provide these in the office. The insurers are covering them, and people should have an easy way to check their blood pressure outside the office and make sure it's under control. Either there's an emotional component. You got to get your emotions under control. Mm-hmm. Watch also objectively measures your emotional status, looking at heart rate variability and heart rate acceleration. And it also measures your blood pressure, and you can see whether it's you need more relaxation or you need more medication, and you don't treat blood pressure elevations incorrectly.
So what do you do when you see something, as I'm looking around, and I went to Mr. Google for blood pressure stuff, there's a new tablet that's been recalled, actually, because the FDA say that it may create a potential cancer risk. This is something from Lupin Pharmaceuticals called Quinapril. I've heard of that before. Have you ever prescribed Quinapril, and what do you think about it if you have, and what do you make of this potential cancer risk?
Well, this is from the group of blood pressure lowering medicines called ACE inhibitors. Lisinopril and Zestril are very common ones. Captopril, Vasotec were the earliest members of this family. And Quinapril is just one particular member. The whole class is not having a problem. This one in particular has some ingredient issues, and this member of the family has been recalled.
So have you ever prescribed it? Is it something, or did you recognize early on? Because you have your favorites. I know you do. We've talked
right.
about it.
Quinapril, fortunately, is not one of my favorite of the ACE inhibitors. I use Zestril, Lisinopril, a couple of the others, but not Quinapril.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next, in terms of cancer, I see that there is now a trial going on, patients getting a cancer-stopping pill. I wonder if this is related to some of the other things we've been talking about as we get into the new year. Some of these tumors are tough to get into, and apparently this one, and I'm not going to try to pronounce it, has been studied to get into the tumors that are caused by, like, prostate tumors, brain tumors, ovarian tumors, that sort of thing. The phase one trial has begun, and again, I'm not going to try to pronounce it's, well, they call it AOH-1996. This has been something that's been around for a number of years, and they're sort of adding to it because this new one, it may be toxic, but still, I don't know. I'm looking at this and trying to figure out because we all are interested in cancer, and there's been a lot of new imagery in cancer fighting. So what do you know about this, if anything?
Doug, I think when these pharmaceuticals are still with a number and letters, it's early on in research. These are things that are not yet ready for prime time. These are things in the phases of clinical development. So let's see how the trials occur and how they develop, and maybe we'll have some promise here.
Well, what I see that was interesting is they're looking for eligible patients with solid tumors who find that standard treatments are not effective.
Right.
I guess that's what they're looking for people.
You're reading about advertisements essentially for clinical studies, and these are experimental drugs, and the only way you get them passed is by getting studies done. So this is early in the development.
And getting people to volunteer, in the bottom of this, it says, call the City of Hope, because they have they're doing this clinical trial there, and they have on their webpage where you can sign up to be a volunteer.
No. They're looking for study people who have no other hope and want to participate in the study. So this is not yet ready for prime time.
Nope. All right. Let's talk about our diet, plant-based diets, how they affect your body. This one seems to be particularly focused on prostate cancer. Is it a particular type of plant, like the celery we were talking about, or just anything that's a veggie?
Well, this is some real great hope. This is out of the 2023 American Society of Clinical Oncology, genitourinary cancer symposium that's going on. And this is some real great hope. These are for people who've already been diagnosed with prostate cancer. What they've discovered is that going to a plant-based diet, so that's in general an entirely plant-based diet, actually slows down the progression and improves the outcome of anyone with prostate cancer.
So is it only prostate cancers? I guess as I went to Mr. Google here, there's a toxin that's fatal to sugar cane, supposedly is a new weapon, an antibiotic to fight against infections and things like that. So when I'm thinking about plant-based diets, then the next breath there are plant toxins. You know, there's all kinds of stuff in the universe. Some of them are good and some of them aren't. Some of them are good in some ways and some of them are bad in other ways. Like you can take an aspirin. If this is too simple, tell me this is too simple. You take an aspirin for a headache, but you wouldn't take aspirin to get rid of cancer, although some people say that you can affect certain cancers with an aspirin. Is that sort of like everything has good and bad in it? Maybe that's a better way of asking the question or putting the point there.
Right. The plant-based diet, Doug, is pretty simple. It's just fruits and vegetables, nuts, seeds, oils, whole grains, legumes, and beans, and just your usual things, not exotic in this plant-based diet that they found effective in this prostate cancer study.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hope, though. That's what we're trying to offer here is hope. All right. So before we leave the diet and what you eat department, here's the list of foods that account for more than half of all the salt that you intake, even if you don't know or not thinking. You didn't put salt on it, but there's salt in it. Is that right, how this food, the pizzas, are prepared?
Exactly. You know, I advocate that none of us own a salt shaker because there's so much natural salt in the food or added salt in the foods. And this is a study out of nutrients. Interestingly, pizza topped the list of 15 foods that account for more than half of the salt intake. You want to guess the next top four?
No, I want you to tell me.
Breads, cold cuts, soups, and burritos.
Breads?
Breads,
really?
Cold cuts, soups, and burritos.
I get it in cold cuts. I get it in soups, but is salt added to bread as the yeast is rising? How the heck does that work?
Yes.
Really? Huh. I never knew that. Did you know that before you saw this study?
I was a little surprised that bread was way up there.
Yeah, I'm surprised as well. All right, more on, I guess this would be considered good news. There are a couple of good items here, including the story of a cellular glue that heals wounds. This is something that's fresh off the front burner. Let's get to that with Dr. Ken in a matter of moments here. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about getting good rest. You heard Ken talking about what happens if you don't get enough good rest, what it does to your heart. So let's try to make sure you're getting a good night's rest by having the best things around you as you jump into the sack. Good mattress toppers, good sheets, good blankets, good pillows, good pillowcases. And you know where all those things come from. MyPillow at MyPillow.com. Check out the product catalog. Find references to all those things that I just mentioned. But now there's something brand new in the pillow department. The luxury of the MyPillow 2.0. which has the patented adjustable fill that's all part of the original MyPillow, now is a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature regulating thread. So you have even softer, smoother, cooler pillows. So if you are tossing and turning and not getting that rest that Ken is recommending, let's flip you into MyPillow 2. And right now you can buy one and get one free. Promo code is DS. DS at MyPillow.com. Let's get a handle around our good sleep. Get a few of these pillows and wrap yourself around them. 60-day money-back guarantee comes with everything in the MyPillow catalog. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square and get the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free offer. Use the code DS at MyPillow.com.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. it is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Back to Dr. Ken. I saw something about the doctors are referring to as a cellular glue that heals wounds, regrows nerves and tissue. It's a regenerative medicine thing being studied at the University of California in San Francisco. It sounds like science fiction, or could be, right? The space warrior out there in Star Wars, Dr. Spock. No, it was the Dr. Bones. Wasn't it Dr. Bones in Star Trek? That they call him Bones. When you'd have a cut or something, he'd bring you into the emergency room, and he'd put this machine on you, and it would regenerate your skin. So you suppose that's what we have here?
And this is what we're talking about. The institution that you describe is always at the cutting edge. In fact, that's where I trained in cardiology, University of California, San Francisco. So I would definitely believe this. And this is all in the area of regenerative medicine, trying to build tissues. And this so-called glue actually directs cells to bind together to grow into structures. This is very exciting.
Wow. Cool. a glue, but you're not. It's not like the stuff you use to keep wood together.
No, it actually
super glue.
It entices, stimulates cells to come together as they need to bind to grow into structures.
All right, Dr. Ken Kronos here from Lake Cardiology down in Marjoro, Florida. I'm Doug Steffen. Up next on Good Day Health, questions for Dr. Ken. Stay tuned.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Three past the hour now on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Lake Cardiology is his clinic down in Central Florida. Help yourself to his expertise. I always love giving this number out because I know a lot of people are satisfied when they call Ken and they visit with him either in the office or on the Zoom call that you can arrange. 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken. All right, now let's. I want to go back to strokes for a second for a question about what happens when stroke patients lose the ability to walk or move their hands or move their arms. Their limbs are affected. There are people who are claiming there's an innovative study. I'm just looking at this now. There's electrical stimulation that could be used on the spinal cord that eventually would help you realize movement in your hands again. You think this is far-fetched, or is it going down the right path?
I think it's going down the right path. I think this is not totally yet ready for prime time, but I think in the next few years, there's a lot of promise here, combining physical therapy with actually nerve stimulation, new technology. There's a lot of hope to recovery. I think we're going to see in the next 5 years amazing breakthroughs in recovery post-stroke.
There are a couple of reports this week, this month, so far this year, of a couple of children that have died from a certain type of strep. So I wonder, as we look at this, there have been a number of people, not only here in our country, but over in Europe, that have died from an infection with strep, which is the bacteria that normally causes, you know, strep throat and stuff. It's usually mild, isn't it?
It is, but there's apparently, not to get the parents all concerned, but there's the CDC has warned that there's an invasive strep that has caused a couple of deaths in America. And it's just something to be aware of. And unfortunately, these bugs are not going away.
So when you look at where they're most common, Arizona, Colorado, Texas, Washington, apparently this there is some of these strep that are more invasive. How many, like millions of people get strep every year?
Strep is very common, but this is a subtype of strep. And I think the key is, if you have any of the usual symptoms, a sore throat, a red rash, fever, just get the child checked early and don't pass it off as nothing.
Because there are a number of strains of what they call group A strep, and there's some are pretty nasty, obviously, as evidenced by these two youngsters who have died. So, yeah.
Right. Skin infections, pneumonia, just the breakdown of the skin. Toxic shock, where you're so weak, the blood pressure's down. All of these things can come from strep. So just don't put these things off. Early treatment is the way to go.
There's another case of HIV being cured. This is not very common, is it? This is the Dusseldorf patient, 53 years of age. That's how he's identified. Only the third person in the world to have been completely cured of HIV. A lot of people think that after the beginning of the HIV and the AIDS epidemic, there was new medicine that kept them alive. A lot of people thought it was a cure, but it wasn't at all, was it?
Right. The virus was just suppressed. What you're talking about is a real revolutionary way to treat HIV. This is with bone marrow transplants and replacing the bone marrow. And the fifth case successfully, we should all celebrate. In Germany, it was announced where they totally got rid of the virus from the patient. And this was by a significant bone marrow transplant.
All right. Here's something to cheer. I don't know how much time we have, but I want to first talk about the passage of legislation in New Zealand banning cigarettes for anybody who was born after 2008 will never be able to buy cigarettes or tobacco products in New Zealand. And as a result of that, there are several states in America, including California, that are introducing the same sort of bill. A smoke-free environment bill reduces the number so that if you are born after 2008, you'll never be able to buy cigarettes. What do you think of that?
I think that it's a great idea that we do whatever we can to keep people from nicotine. But then on the other hand, you then wonder, is it good to smoke marijuana? It's the same thing. So
yeah,
I don't understand any of this.
Yeah. I know you always go down that path, but it's worthwhile to think about it. But yeah, not being able to buy smoke products, I think this is a very interesting development. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.